Welcome to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. The podcast is brought to you in part by Heck Chevrolet and F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. So step into this week's podcast, and I know both of us have kind of talked about the fact wanted to talk a little bit about Summerfest, Vandalia Lake, and this weekend, a pretty big event going on with Summerfest, and been able to grow it as times went by a little bit.
Yeah, a big weekend for the city, for the lake. A lot of effort and times went into the planning. It's now finally here. A decision was made last year to move it up a week so you don't compete. You know, Greenville has a big 4th Fest festival. Others have their fireworks on the 4th. And so I thought, well, we'll try to move it up, you know, a week earlier, and we're going to see how it turns out. A lot of things on the agenda. Starts Friday night, 4:30. Judy McNutt, local musician, is going to kick it off with the first round of music. And then On All Sides will be on stage from 7 to 10. That's Friday night. There'll be, you know, the beer garden, food trucks. A good way to get the weekend kicked off. And then rolling into Saturday, starting at noon, from noon to 11, there'll be activities going on out there. There'll be a sand volleyball tournament. And then Wild Foam Adventures, something for the kids. You know, I know a lot of people push for that. So from 12:30 to 4:30, Wild Foam Adventures will be out there. And then, again, same live music. Jeff Chapman and Kent Lemon start at noon, go to noon to 3 o'clock. Then the Van Wayland Band is from 3:30 to 6:30. And then Back Road Boogie, again, another local favorite, will finish out the night from 7 to 11. They will stop during the fireworks, which will be, again, at dusk. Big event. Just another way to showcase the lake, too. You and I talked before this, Todd. You were out there a little bit over the weekend. I was as well. The lake really looks nice. I give Scott and his team credit for what they've done out there. We've talked in the past about the Oslod grants that's went out, $600,000 in improvements that are going out there. It's just really nice to drive through there, see the campers, just see activity. We got a great lake. I think quite honestly need to do a better job of promoting it, especially this year. Unfortunately, because of Mother Nature and what happened at the pool, there's one less swimming option. Well, we have a very nice beach, out there. And so, thanks for the kids to do. I'm just really proud of the lake. And, I'm going to do my part to help promote it. And, Summerfest this weekend is a great way to start.
Yeah, and talking about taking over with Summerfest and the improvements at the lake. And that's it's kind of an ongoing thing always with the lake too, because there's always some things that need to be worked on and talked about, and I know the dredging's been something that's been talked about for a long time and needs to be done, so kind of continues all the time.
I think that's why we're very fortunate to have the leadership we do out at the lake. Again, Scott and his group do a great job. You've sat in on recently the lake committee meetings. The nice thing about those meetings is you have members of the public that have their input, people who live out there. And, it's got to be an area of focus. The dredging, that's something that's going to have to be discussed at some point. We've applied for some grants to maybe take it kind of a phased-in approach, certain coves at a time. But as we've talked in the past many times, we're kind of at the mercy of getting those funds. And so, it's kind of back to the long-term strategic plan. And, even though the people that live out the lake aren't technically city residents, but they contribute significantly to our local economy and are a vital part of our community. And again, it's just a really nice lake. And, the reason I was out there last week is, the weekend after Labor Day, we're going to have the boat races. This was something that they tried several years ago. We're going to bring that back. We met with Alan Owen, who's the gentleman who's in charge of that. He thinks he's going to have 70 to 100 people come out that second week of September. And those are people who are going to come and stay. They're going to come in the community and buy groceries, buy fuel, buy food. So, again, we have a real asset at the lake, and we've got to do a better job of promoting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the races, I was kind of wondering about that. We hadn't really updated on a while. So that could be a pretty big event after Labor Day.
Yeah. And I think the challenges when they did it several years ago was, I guess, logistically. And now it's perfect. And he was really impressed with the way the lake is laid out now. And they're going to be able to really utilize that cove that where most of the campers are. So from a spectator standpoint, it's just, it's really going to be much easier. And, you know, so again, there'll be more to come on that, but, you know, I think it's something we're really going to, you know, have to spend some time and some money to promote, you know, and then, you know, just with some of the other improvements, again, the shower house is almost complete. We got new volleyball court out there. We've got, you know, bags.
Kayak launch,
absolutely. And, you know, now there's kind of two entrances. Yeah, there's an entrance in and an entrance out. And, you know, we're going to be putting some electronic gates, you know, that can kind of control the traffic. That's the concern, you know, is what happens after hours. But, you know, again, we've, you know, we're in the process of getting some gates that'll be, you know, if you're staying there, you're camping there, you'll get a code. You'll be able to come in and come out. You know, and then that second road we have is right next to kind of a residential area. So, you know, we've put up stop signs and children at play signs, you know, kind of to control the traffic there too. So again, a big summer at Vandalia Lake, and, you know, starts with Summerfest this weekend. Then, you know, again, wrap up right after Labor Day with the boat races.
Very good. Well, kind of changing gears a little bit to kind of looking back at city council, a couple of things I thought about. One is, didn't get a lot because it was a quick item on the agenda, but all the employees that fall under you got everybody back in the fold now.
I'm excited to basically everyone got reappointed. We extended their employment agreements for, they serve at the term of the mayor, so that's why it's a 4-year agreement. You know, at the very first meeting we had back in May, I just extended those for 30 days just to give me a chance to sit down with each of the department heads, kind of talk about what they've got going on and, you know, kind of what their plans are. And everybody's re-upped, and I'm excited about that. You know, I've said this many times too, and I truly believe it. We are very fortunate. We've got really good people in place throughout the city. So makes my job a lot easier. When you got good people in place, you're only as good as the people you have around you.
Yes.
And in the case of the city, we're in really good shape.
Well, another person that eventually will report to you, economic development director, I guess, update us on that a little bit.
Yeah. So, I said kind of narrowing in on what I think we have a real strong candidate, that we're looking at, you know, possibly going to be in a position to extend an offer. And then I guess the way the process is, you know, the way we're envisioning it is, you know, let kind of lay out what we think the terms would look like, and then get that person in front of the council to have a formal interview. That could happen potentially as early as next week. You know, you got the holiday in there, so it may push out just a little, you know, maybe the week after. But I'm excited. Again, we've got a candidate that's, in my opinion, checks all the boxes. Now it becomes negotiations, right? And making sure you can you make an offer that you know, is attractive to both them and the city that we can live with, and get that person in place.
It just got me thinking a little bit. Summertime can be difficult when it comes to getting stuff like this done.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, it's hard to believe it's already, you know, almost July. You know, we have the 4th of July here in 2 weeks, and you know, summer vacation travels and things like that. So yeah, unfortunately that gets in the way sometimes. But again, I'm optimistic that, you know, we're going to be in a pretty strong position here in the next few weeks.
So there was the process of the business district took another step forward at the meeting last week. I guess talk about that. That's not shaped the way it was originally.
No. So, you know, this concept of the business district has been around from back when Amber Dalbaugh was the economic development director. She's the one that kind of, you know, initially talked about that. And, you know, we at that time we engaged, you know, the firm to come in, and they were throwing out a lot of different options. And I think conceptually it was from exit to exit. So kind of that veterans corridor, you know, maybe establishing a business district. Well, you know, the concern there is that's bringing in existing businesses that already have a tax base, and in essence requiring them to charge up to an additional 1%. So we did get some pushback from, you know, a few of the business owners who felt like that may put them at a competitive disadvantage, and rightfully so. I understand it. I mean, we're all, you know, sensitive to taxes. So what we voted on the other night and what we're moving forward with is a much smaller area, and it's the area out at the West Interchange, you know, kind of specifically the vacant land that used to be the old Walmart facility. You know, it's land that it's owned by the Mike Worley family. And then the land across the street kind of to the west of KFC Taco Bell. So it's all vacant land. And what's appealing and how I can support it is, if I'm a developer, if I'm a business that's going to come into that track, I know going into that's in a business district, and I'm going to have to make that part of my model is I'm going to charge that extra 1%. I can make the decision there. That's a much easier sell, and again, I'm much more comfortable with that than forcing a business that may have been in town for 30, 40 years to say all of a sudden, you got to charge this additional 1%.
That's one of those things that you could do it, but that it's just not appealing. You're upsetting business people in town. It's just not something that fits.
No, it's well within our authority. You know, once we, you know, there's a process here again, everything's a process, but you know, we'll submit, the legislature will hear it. If as of right now, we would potentially get sign off, I believe in October for the new district. So again, we within our authority could have established the business district, subject to legislative approval, and then brought in essence, force these businesses to do that. You know, in a state that's not known for being the most business friendly, you know, around, you know, the city's going to be, and that just wouldn't make any sense. And again, we had some businesses express concern on that. And again, in my opinion, rightfully so.
One thing I was going to ask you about, we hadn't talked about it a little bit, but you had the issue with some discolored water. I guess kind of update on that, if you know at this point.
Yeah, so we did a burn that, again, I don't know the science behind it.
No, you're fine.
So we're going to try, you know, a burn to see if that addressed. I mean, that's something they do anyway, and they were hopeful that was going to, you know, take care of the situation. I think we're still waiting on the results for that. We did recently, you know, we had some people express some concern. It's in a certain area. It's kind of over in that Shelley Thistle drive area. So what we have prepared to do is, you know, one of the next grants that we were going to apply for was to fix the underground water lines under Randolph, which, you know, if you've ever traveled Randolph, you get to the bottom of the hill, you know, that road's under construction line. That's because of water leaks. Well, we can't fix Randolph until we get that taken care of. And so one of the next round of grants that we were going to apply for was going to take care of that. Well, we decided two meetings ago that because of this potential issue, you know, with residential water in a certain area, that, you know, that grant was going to be moved to that area. So now the question is, you know, have we been able to address the problem temporarily to allow time for that grant? Or is this maybe something we're going to have to move up? And that testing's still going on. And I think we'll probably know more about that, I'd say, in the next 30 days as we're waiting to see if what we've tried's worked.
Okay. Anything you wanted to address this week?
No, I just want to say, so, you know, again, it's summer. We talked about Summerfest. I'm just amazed. Friday, Saturday night was down at the patio. Friday night they had a family member of the Hosick family came, I believe, from the Branson area. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was a nice turnout. She did a wonderful job. Saturday night, they had the Feudin' Hillbillies. It's just, there's nothing better than to sit out there and listen to music and see people having a good time. And just really proud of the downtown. You know, again, we always focus on charters because that's a big part of it. But, you know, again, kudos to all the business owners, all the people who have invested in the downtown, and job well done. And it's just a great time. So I encourage everybody to get out and take advantage of those opportunities. You know, all summer long, there's going to be entertainment down there. Got great restaurants, great businesses. So don't forget our downtown. It's a very vital part of our community.
It's kind of, you bring up charters. Everything kind of flows through it, though.
Sure,
you know, that's kind of the thing. Yeah. People come there, and then they, you know, they go to the restaurants, they go other places. So it's kind of that good, everything flows out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great, it's what draws people down there. And then it's not like that's the only thing to do when you're downtown, though. Again, you've got shopping opportunities, you know, restaurants, I appreciate everything that all those business owners have done. And again, the downtown is and will remain a vital part of the Vandalia community for a very long time to come.
Thank you for listening to our podcast talking about Vandalia. It's brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. You can listen to all of our podcasts. Just go to VandaliaRadio.com and go under the podcast tab.